This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This could be the day. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Oil is near $146 a barrel this morning. About a month ago, Morgan Stanley, one of the Wall Street's biggest energy traders, predicted crude could reach $150 a barrel by July 4th. So here we are. Some analysts think that barrier could be breached this afternoon. Let's take a look at the biggest drivers right now. We heard about a larger-than-expected drop in U.S. stockpiles this week. There's also the threat of conflict with Iran. And the European Central Bank is expected to raise interest rates today. A lot of people are looking at the ECB as a bit of a bully, as Stephen Beard reports.
The ECB has come under intense pressure not to raise rates. The U.S. Treasury argued a rate hike would draw more hot money into the euro, push down the dollar, and send the price of oil even higher. European politicians have weighed in as well. President Sarkozy of France and the finance ministers of Germany, Italy and Spain have called for the ECB to hold off. But the bank seems intent on raising rates to curb inflation. Quite right, says Jeffrey Wood of the Cass Business School.
Very, very important for them to keep inflation expectations anchored, because if they lose that anchor, as we saw the last time there was a big oil price shock, we can have high inflation followed by quite a deep recession.
He says it's vital to stop wages chasing prices higher, although he accepts that with some Eurozone economies slowing sharply, a rate hike now will cause some pain. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
European shares are edging lower. Wall Street opens the day with the Dow Industrials officially in bear market territory. The Dow fell more than 166 points yesterday to 11,215. The Nasdaq is also playing with the bears. It was down 53 points to 2251. The S&P 500 dropped 23 to 1261. Asian markets were mostly lower. Lawmakers are already out for the Independence Day holiday, but congressional staffers are busy working to renew the National Flood Insurance Program before it expires in September. The National Wildlife Federation says climate change is making flooding far more likely. The group wants a requirement that houses be built out of harm's way. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has more from Washington.
The premiums for federal flood insurance aren't enough to keep the program above water. It's now about $17 billion in the red. Critics want strict requirements about where and how people rebuild after a flood. Gerald Galloway teaches engineering at the University of Maryland.
It's foolish for the government to keep coming back year after year and bailing people out of something that we know is a risky area.
The National Wildlife Federation says that needs to change because global warming will increase flooding. NWF scientist David Conrad says Congress could require stilts on low-lying houses.
It may make sense to build higher or try not to build at all in places that are at significant risk.
Conrad says buildings in floodplains leave no place for floodwaters to go. House and Senate negotiators hope to hammer out a final flood insurance bill by late July. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Coldplay now holds the record for the most album downloads with new release Viva La Vida. The previous record holder was John Mayer with 353,000 digital copies since the fall of 2006. Coldplay sold 354,000 in 2 weeks.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrive and Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thriveand.com/retirement.
by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to bring math and science teachers to under-resourced public schools. More information at teachforamerica.org. And by Clarkson Potters, The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, the cookbook inspired by the radio program for people who love to eat, available now.
Surging grain prices are sending shockwaves across the entire food economy as everyone from bakers to livestock producers feel the pinch of higher costs. That's especially pronounced in the organic food industry, where some are predicting an all-out contraction. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
There's some simple math when it comes to milk production. The more grain you feed your cows, the more milk you get. The problem is not going broke in the process.
That pile of grain is pretty dismal.
Tony Acevedo is an organic dairy farmer in California's San Joaquin Valley.
There's only about 10 or 15 tons of grain, which usually we would keep 40 or 50 tons of grain. But because of the cost, we just keep very little on hand.
Acevedo says his feed costs have surged more than 40% in the last few months, pushing his operation into the red.
We don't have an option. We can't say, okay, we're not going to buy anything this year. These animals eat every day.
Organic dairy farmers aren't the only ones feeling the pinch of high feed costs, but they are among the most vulnerable. Organic milk, eggs, and meat are at the top of the chemical, fertilizer, and pesticide-free food chain. That means all the grain these animals eat is also organic. The problem is there isn't enough of it to go around. Dan Bossi is an economist with Ag Resources in Chicago.
The landscape for agriculture has changed rather dramatically.
Bossi says a few years ago, organic grains like corn could be sold at a healthy premium over conventional crops, more than making up for the added costs and labor. But biofuels have reversed that equation. Ethanol's appetite for corn of any kind has driven up the price of conventional grains much faster than organics, all but erasing the premium.
The reason they moved over to organics to begin with was because of the extra money. If that extra money isn't there, they're back to conventional farming because it is a much easier way of life.
Bossi says this is bad news for organic dairy producers. Midwest farmers are abandoning organic grain production at a time when organic milk is experiencing a glut. That oversupply has delayed any severe jumps in the cost of organic milk, at least for now. But as feed costs force dozens of organic dairies out of business, Bossi says it's only a matter of time before consumers are left holding the tab.
I think anybody consuming organic products has got to get ready for sticker shock and probably an escalation in price of 30 to 40% over the next couple of years.
The question, he says, is just how loyal organic consumers will be once milk tops $8 a gallon. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for tuning in.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.